The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 29th of March, 2018. Can you believe it already? We've lost another month.
I can't believe it.
I know. Good morning, Bad Bob. Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. What a sunrise this morning.
Yeah.
I had to run out and take a picture of it.
Yeah, it wasn't even there when I was coming into work this morning. But, gee. Anyway. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Trish. You look just radiant.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, anybody could look radiant at this time of morning. That's a real plus. 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82 with a low this evening around 51. Mostly clear and mostly sunny on Friday with a high near 81. And a low of about 56 on Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. And Saturday night, 51. Sunny again on Sunday, a high near 80. It looks like it's going to hang right around the 80. And then in the first of the next week, getting down into the high 70s, but the low's around 50. Looks like we're onto our spring weather. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, how you doing? What'd you do last week? Anything?
Last week was a good week. I got a lot of stuff accomplished, and I'm doing some wonderful work in my yard, and that's great.
Are you teasing the dogs next door, or are they under control?
The dogs next door. No, they stopped tearing off boards, so that's a plus.
That's a good thing. Well, you know, when you were running spikes through the boards on the other side, I thought were a good idea. So every time they bite at it, they puncture their little faces.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to see last night. We went to see Amazing Grace last night. See, when I say I went, it's never I went. Linda went and took me with her. And so far, she has taken me to see Don McLean and the Ten Tenors, and then last night was Amazing Grace. It's a musical, Broadway musical. So this is their touring company, which is I think, probably that level, you know, probably maybe the level below what's on Broadway, but it's still, these guys are like the AAA guys.
Yeah, they're very, you know, good. They're very good. I found them to be remarkable when they bring those shows in.
And it's the story of the guy that wrote the song Amazing Grace. And it turns out this guy was a slaver back in the 1700s.
And, wow.
Oh, yeah. Was a wastrel. He was a slaver. Britain doing this, but then he was also in, at one point in Africa, running the slave trade out of there.
And he wrote Amazing Grace.
Well, what happened was he was on a ship that almost sunk, and he started praying. He had lost his faith in God, and he started praying, asking for mercy, and the seas were literally calmed. He came back and started fighting against slavery. He was one of the leaders in England in a fight against slavery, and he actually had the bringing slaves into England made it illegal. They couldn't do it anymore. Didn't outlaw slavery, but you just could not import slaves. And then he wrote over 200 songs or hymns, and Amazing Grace was one of them. And that's the way the play ends, is everybody singing Amazing Grace, and pretty, you know, the whole crowd's up singing Amazing Grace. So it was good. It was good. But I can always.
However,
how did it come to be linked with the Scots and the bagpipes?
There was no Scots or bagpipes in it.
But it you hear bagpipes playing all the time.
I think it's because it's such a powerful song and it lends itself to the pipes, mm-hmm. you know, when he wrote it. Now, the only thing I could say that was at all negative is because, you know, I've never seen this happen before. And so it obviously had something to do with the contract that I was going to go outside at the, you know, at halftime there or the intermission, just get a breath of air. Nice ladies. Would not let me. Said, you can't go outside. And I said, well, why? She says, there are no ins and outs. You can't go out and come back in. I said, I'm going to stand right here. You can watch me. No, you can't do that. I said, I'm just going to get a breath of air. You can't go out and come back in. We won't let you in. I said, how about if I just hold the door open? No, no, you can't do that either. If you want fresh air, you've got to go up in the third deck, in the smoking deck out there, and stand out there and get a breath of air. I said, well, people are smoking. Why would I do that?
That's sort of counterintuitive.
I said, why would I do that? And they were just adamant about it. This one woman picked up her cane that she was on. I thought she was going to hit me. So, and, you know, I said, you know, and I thought, okay, all right, ladies.
Let it go.
Just gonna let it go. But I thought, if this would have been when I'd come back from Iraq this last time, if somebody had told me that, I'd have just said, well, ma'am, you better go get security because here I go. And I'd open it up and I'd hold the door so I could. I mean, it's not like I was leaving. It's not like I was leaving the area. I said, I'm just going to stand right there and just, you know, just get some air. No. And I'm like, you know, I've mellowed because I know there are times in my life, and they weren't that long ago. Oh, yeah, watch this. Go out. Oh, we're not going to let you in. Oh, yeah, watch this. And I just start beating on the door and, you know, and call for security and all these things because I just wanted a breath of fresh air, and you people are acting stupid. So anyway, they were just doing their job, and I'm not angry at them. I'm just, you know, I just sang Amazing Grace on my way back to the auditorium.
But it did show you in fact mellowed. I mean, you didn't take these little old ladies on and make a scene.
Well, I haven't mellowed that much, obviously, but I didn't make a scene. And Linda's always appreciative when I don't make a scene about stupidity. You know, stupidity
is just.
I mean, I can handle most things, but rudeness and stupidity, especially if they're combined together. Somebody's stupidly and they're stupid and rude. Then it's like, oh no. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't stop myself, Linda. It's not my fault.
I think what may have affected you is a literal interpretation of a role that was meant for a specific reason. And
they were
using that as a power source to empower themselves.
I'm just letting it go now. I'm just going to let it go. I just sleep last night.
Did you go home and get a good night's sleep?
Oh, wow.
After that.
Did I? Went home, adjusted my bed so my sleep number setting was 60. You know, because you get home a little bit late. I mean, it lasted, you know, and we ate at Mosaic to begin with. Had dinner at Mosaic, as usual. Wonderful. Over at the Sheraton. If you haven't eaten there.
I have not.
You need to go give yourself a shot there.
And their name of the restaurant is the Mosaic.
The Mosaic, right over at the Sheraton. The service is wonderful. I know that you very rarely drink, but if you do drink, you might want to try an adult beverage. You might want to try their old fashioned, which is their kind of like their signature drink.
And I like Scotch old fashioned.
You could do it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, but the going back and be able to get in my sleep number bed is spring. It's spring. Guess what? If it's spring, you know, you're cleaning everything out of the house.
In the yard. And doing the yard work. Exactly. I've actually adjusted my down a little.
Really?
When I'm working in the yard, I find that I bumped it down to about 50, 45 one night.
45. Your sleep number setting is 45. Mm. Well, you know what? The sleep number beds, I've had them for 4 years. And you've had them for, over 10.
Over 10. Well, probably, you know, 14 years now.
You know, 9 out of 10 couples have different preferences in their sleeping, and this gives you the ability to do that. It's rated number one by so many different agencies out there that don't take money for their, like, Consumer Reports Best Mattress. Anyway, Sleep Number right now during the spring cleaning clearance sale can get a one at $899.99. Their Sleep Number queen mattresses start at only $899.99. Think about that. And that's, you know, very equivalent of other mattresses. And this lasts a long time. And it's great.
And they're so far superior to their performance.
And you can save up to $600 in the most popular beds. Head on over to Target Shopping Center. Go in. Say, I want to lay down one of those beds. Carl, Linda, and Trish sent me. So, you know, just kind of let them figure that one out. It's a quarter after the hour of 7 o'clock here at 61 degrees. It's going up to 82. We'll be right back.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading at KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, it is the 29th of March. It's, we're gone. March is gone. Easter, first of April.
Easter bounces
Sunday.
Around. I know, but Easter, the 1st of April.
Is that scary?
Well, it is, and a whole 3 months, a quarter of the year is gone already. I think it's just was Christmas, wasn't it?
It was. 61 degrees, going up to 82 today. And
nice.
Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, SST Oil. They have, it's spring. They're getting into all the brand new things they're doing over there. It's the time probably to, you know, the heater. You've used your heater all winter. It's time to probably have it serviced before, you know, get ready for next year. If you're looking for somebody that can provide a fuel card that works in 57,000 different places, this is the place to go to. If you're looking for, bulk oil, kerosene, gas, moving things, these are the people. Give them a call, 241-1167. They've been in the business right here in Reading. This is their 51st year, and you think about it. It's employee-owned. Totally. SST Oil. Great people.
So Easter coming up this weekend.
Easter's coming up.
And I want to just point out to everybody that a lot of the restaurants are closed because it's Easter Sunday and they close for families, some of the local restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let everybody know that the Frontier Senior Center is, in fact, having breakfast on Easter Sunday.
Well.
And we're going to have a special guest. And we have a big raffle going for a nice Easter basket.
Is God coming to Easter over at the Frontier Senior Center?
Somebody special.
Okay. I mean, some of the people probably say, I don't really want to see God today. I mean,
well,
maybe,
exactly.
Maybe in 10,
exactly.
5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not the time. But anyway, so I want to just remind everybody that we have that great breakfast down there from 8 in the morning till 11. And it will, a lot of people say, well, they won't do it on Easter Sunday. Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're going to be there. Yeah. And so bring your family and your visitors and after church, come in and see us.
There you go. We've got a lot of, yesterday, Jersey Mike's was donating all the money it made yesterday went to the kids. It went to abused children, you know, here up in Shasta County. And I don't have the I'm trying to see if I can find the exact group. Oh, yeah. The Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Every dollar they raised. So we went down there, and I took Diane down there. I saw Mark Story and his whole family. So many other people went down there to get a sandwich. Of course, their sandwiches are great anyway at Jersey Mike's. But a place was filled with people. And I was thinking, okay, that's good, ready. And, you know, of course, it could always be filled like that at that time. I usually come in different times when I go to Jersey Mike's, but it was filled up. But the food, you know, they make everything fresh. They chop it up there. Everything is just fresh. So, but a big salute out to Bev and her wonderful husband, the Mills family, for doing something like this. And this is what Jersey Mike's does across the country. And they've raised last year, they raised something like $5,000, but they've been doing this. They have 1,500 locations, and they raised last year $5,000 locally and more than $4.4 million for charities throughout the United States.
And the Shasta County Child Abuse Council is just an excellent organization that has a great history. Started, some 30-some years ago. Mm-hmm. As a small agency that was just total volunteer. We hired the first full-time, they were using birth certificate monies. The money raised from birth certificates went to support the Child Abuse Prevention Council.
So I guess
source
that
of
means,
funding.
I guess then Mr. Obama's money never got his money, right?
No, that wasn't, I don't know.
He didn't have a birth certificate. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. No money from Mr. Obama. But anyway, so no, that's that. It started very basic and has become a really moving force in our community, good organization.
It has. I got some good news and some bad news for Shasta, for right here in Redding in Shasta County. What do you want to hear first? The bad news or
the good news? The bad news. We'll finish up with the good news.
Syphilis cases doubled in Shasta County.
That's
okay.
And that was a high number anyway.
No, tell me, what do you think that number was? It's doubled. This year it's doubled. So how many syphilis cases?
But venereal disease is a major thing. Just syphilis.
This is just syphilis.
What was it, 3 before or 9?
No, it's up to 44 now.
Okay.
And it was 22 last year, but there have been years that were 0. I mean, like 3, like you said, 3. And they're trying to figure out what's happening here.
Well, an active person.
I can tell you what's happening here is the fact that, let's take a look at, you know, who are the people that are catching syphilis? Who are the ones? Are they your high school kids? Because they just don't think they have to do something because they're stupid. Are they transients, homeless, that are out there that maybe don't have access to?
But how are they? How would we know that? Because they're not going to the doctor.
Because if they do come into the doctor, I think probably to be treated. And if they realize they've got something with their syphilis, it can be. Here's the thing about syphilis: that you can have a sore and it just goes away.
Yeah.
And you think, well, I don't. It's okay. And it can cause brain damage, and it can cause birth defects, you know, for children. So, but and it can be a rash that just goes away,
and so
people think they're
that?
Okay.
Do we know who it is?
Well, it didn't say in the article. So that's the interesting news. When it said 44, I thought it was going to say something like 600. But no, 44. But there have been times we've gone through years without one case of syphilis. I know at the VA that they've got, you know, when they're taking blood from you, you know, in the that room where they take blood, the lab, that they've got a sign up there that talks about testing for sexually transmitted diseases.
And sexual transmitted diseases have quite often in Shasta County been high, not syphilis, but but chlamydia, several of the other ones have been a real issue in Shasta County.
That's right. Well, anyway, I heard that in the senior community, it had risen for a while because seniors who had, you know, had a long time relationships with wives or husbands then they dated afterwards.
And none of them had ever used
ever used a condom.
That's what I was going to say.
Nobody ever had to.
No.
Because, my gosh.
Then they'd been married for 40, 50 years to the same guy or the same woman.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're not. And yes, in the nursing homes and stuff, it became quite a problem.
Ooh. Well, no more of those Friday night bingo games there. Okay. Hey, the good news is the Shasta Charter Academy right here in Redding on Park Marina Drive. Has received the Heart. This is a state award for the Heart Vision Charter School of the Year award because of the work that they do in emphasizing personal learning in their students, where the kids can kind of take the courses they want, but they're guided through it. And as one of the students says, we can go as fast as we want or slow. So one kid's studying robotics. He's got 25 credits already in college. For the college credits he's taken there, and I think. It's really quite interesting that we've got a school here, a charter academy right here in Redding, that wins a state award like this for a vision in teaching.
That's nice.
Well, no, that's a big plus, I would think. You're looking at your fingernails there, like.
Well, I'm telling you that I have a real issue with the education system. And the things that I hear and see when our children are graduating from school, all over, not so much more here than any place, but the basic living skills that they lack as they come out of our schools is very troublesome to me. They don't have good math skills. They don't have good grammar skills. They don't have phonics. They can't read. They can't write. A lot of try employing one of the kids right out of school. Get a letter from them and try to read it. There's a lot of things. I'm not teaching penmanship. They're not teaching. There's just a lot of gaps there.
My brother-in-law just retired from Honeywell as an engineer, 30-plus years. And the incoming crop of college-graduated engineers fresh out of school could not write a simple memo, could not write a report without using text speak. Now, these are legal documents because these are government contracts that will show up in court. You can't use you and two, the letter and the number, as words.
Yeah.
And they were.
Yeah.
And he would go just say, what are you doing? Well, that's the way I speak. And that was their defense.
Yeah. It's really troublesome. I had this conversation again.
Tech-ubonics.
Just with some business people who were trying to employ people in their businesses, hardware stores, whatever. And same point. They leave you a memo or something. They can't make change at the cash register. I mean, you've been in the situation where you give them the extra change and watch them. I mean, they just go off into space. Their eyes roll back in their head. They don't know what to do if it isn't exactly what the cash register says to them. It seems to me that we need to get back in our schools to teaching them how to exist in this world before we let them out and expect them to do so. I don't know. I have a problem with the education system.
I love it. You guys, I start out with really this really great
topic about
how good this thing is, and you come back, these kids can't read, they can't. Well, you know what? Maybe these kids can. You know, maybe they can make change for you.
Well, I will tell you that when I was as a supervisor, every year there must be some kind of a requirement in the graduating classes, at least at Anderson, that they write a letter to an official and then get an answer back and what have you. And it wasn't just – no, it wasn't
That's
Anderson
a good idea.
Schools.
That's a good
it
idea.
It was Reading schools that I received them from.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that over the 16 years, there were many times when I returned the letter and said, if you would like to rewrite this so that I have some idea what it is you're saying and how you're saying it, I'd be happy to answer it. You couldn't read it. The spelling was horrible. There was no punctuation. The handwriting was completely missing, or the it was a mess.
Send me a Rosetta Stone, please.
You should do, though, what you should do is don't send it back to the kids. You send it back to their teachers.
And say,
you know what? This kid, you know, obviously this person was trying, but if this is what they're learning in your class, you are teaching these kids wrong, or you're not watching them, or you're doing these children a disservice.
We have a problem.
Well, and I think it's my impression now that in fact they're not even teaching penmanship.
I don't know. I've heard that. I don't know. Anyway,
calligraphy will become an art.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. Ounce of prevention since 1968. More officers out there than police when at any one time on our streets. It's the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. 200 people and growing, or 200, I should say 200 businesses and growing. Being protected by North State Security. What's the word I'm looking for? They've got a service. Okay, I got it. They have a service that provides somebody at your place in 10 minutes or less, your business or your home. 10 minutes or less. Think about that. And it's not a costly experience. It's not cost prohibitive to have this kind of service from North State Security. Give them a call at 243-0295 and ask them about it. I think you won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique.
Posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Great lead-in for our next guest.
It is
guest.
For our next guest. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. And it's 61 degrees. It's going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. A beautiful day. And it's, I guess our next guest is very, you know, it's cool that he's here because we're going to be talking about something that's going to have an impact on everybody here.
With all that sunshine.
Yeah, with that. Weather Report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I want to remind everybody that Saturday, this Saturday, 2 days from now, March the 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. is going to be a World War II prisoner of war fundraiser. And what we mean by that is Robert Butler, who was a World War II prisoner of war for the Japanese, who lives at home, fell, and is now in a wheelchair. Well, they're trying to raise the money to be able to put a ramp into his house. And then open up the doorways a little. And the way you do that is you just put different hinges on the doors. So it's not like you have to redo all the doors. But it's going to cost for the ramp in this around $4,000. So if he can't get that done, he's not going to go home. He's going to be put into a home.
And he doesn't live alone. He lives with his sister.
Yeah. Not his sister, but his daughter. Lives with his daughter. Yeah. He's 97. Just wants to go home. So they're having a fundraiser at the VFW right down here on Oregon Street on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. It's $10 for a spaghetti dinner. And you know what? If you don't like spaghetti,
just go make the donation
and have
a beer.
Go in there and give them the damn $10.
And have a beer. And have a beer.
Have a beer because I tell you what, they have great prices at the bar at the VFW.
Right.
And you want to know, this is brought to you by, of course, the VFW and then the Can Do Spirit, the people that are going to do the work on the house there, and Star Spangled Catering, who, by the way, is just outstanding also. Do great work, great food there. So it's going to be this Saturday from 4 to 6. If you can't make it, but I still want to help. You give them a call at 241-9168 or look up VFW1934.org. Get a hold of them. Say, hey, look, here's $10. Just drop it off. Come by the station. Put it in an envelope. Give it to one of our people here, and we'll make sure. You know, make it into a check if you don't trust Bob. And just make it into a check. And and we'll make sure that they get it. Just make it out to the BFW Post 1934, and they'll take care of all that stuff.
Good.
Okay. Big shout out to that because. But I got another shout out. I got a shout out to the guy that's sitting here right here, Dan of Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique.
Yes,
in the city of Shasta. Like, Danny, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a little spring fever this morning.
I tell you what, yeah. Linda is going to. She's going to say, what was Dan wearing? And I'm going to tell her because of last time. She went out and she says, would you wear those? I went, I'm not sure I can pull it off. I said, Dan does.
Oh, you're talking about my shoes.
Your shoes.
Well,
your
you
shoes.
Know.
But today, you're wearing just like boots.
I'm wearing white boots. Though.
White boots.
Because, you know, I'm very spring and summer festive, and Easter's coming up this weekend. So don't call me Dapper Dan for nothing.
That's right. And I tell you, she just went on and on about that on because she came in with your sports coat and all that stuff. I said, okay, he had his T-shirt on today, but Dan's been working out again. Dan, I want to thank you. From our station here and from the people here in Redding, Shasta County, that you hooked up with the Lions Clubs. And on last Sunday, I think it was last Sunday, the Lions Club put on this vision extravaganza at the Good News Rescue Mission where hundreds of people came in for a free eye exam. And it didn't have anything to do with money. You didn't have to be homeless. You didn't have to be a transit. You could be a family that – you know, is working hard and maybe, you know, with three kids that doesn't have the money to maybe go to see the optometrist and get glasses. But the Lions Club and Dan's Optical Lab went down and tested how many people – with that? I thought so.
Well, you know, first of all, just let me say I'm very, very, very proud of my optical community. We have just a number of eye care professionals that just have just an exuberant, enthusiastic spirit to help this community, and it showed on Sunday. And we had the pleasure of doing about 208 vision screenings, and we dispensed 208 prescription eyewear to those people in need. And I just want to mention by name Dr. Lauren Link, Dr. Jeffrey Cooper, Dr. David Hill, Dr. Jonathan Hill, and Dr. Robert Fox did an extraordinary day just donating their time, their energy, their talents with just enthusiasm. And it just turned out to be just a wonderful thing. And, of course, this is spearheaded by the Lions Club, who make this their motto to help people.
And this, by the way, was all the Lions Club. And yes. I didn't know this, but Lions Club collects glasses.
And have for years, but this is the first time they've been able to give them away in California.
That's right. California just passed a law that said you could do that.
Yeah.
So what they did was, I guess, and they would they came in and it measured everybody's sight, and then they know what the prescriptions are for the glasses already.
Right.
And what did you do with this, Dan? Because I know that you've got all this stuff.
Well, you see, what we did here is they would do a screening to determine what their prescription is, and because we had just this vast amount of donated prescription eyewear that was neutralized to determine what the prescription was on them, I was able to interpret what that prescription was from the doctor and match it up with the eyewear that best fits that patient. And we just had a collection of glasses donated throughout the nation that come in in bunches to this event. And we're able to just match them up, and we just move as fast as we can, and we make a lot of happy people.
Did you have people who you couldn't match up and who just left with a prescription?
Well, yeah, but see, that's the neat thing about the community coming together is if we couldn't find something that matched their needs, then what we would do is we would refer them with a voucher to one of the eye care communities to service those
one of the big ones. And so what would happen is now they've got the prescription. They go to the whoever the agency is that's making the glasses with the voucher, and now they'll get those glasses sent to them. So I mean, we have people here that've got three kids, and you know, she works here and her husband works. I mean, they're good, they're great family. And but what this did was save them like $1,000. For them to you know, with the kids going in there and at least having their eyes checked, and you know, if they needed glasses, all by this. Now, what happens to the glasses that weren't used?
Well, they're still used. They just get back into their arsenal and save for another event.
Well, they told me that some of the glasses here and were going to be hand carried to Africa, where they were going to be taken to schools, where they had kind of the same of the setup and optometrists there and all this. Mm-hmm. So those kids in Africa are going to be able to have glasses too.
Yeah.
After the, you know. Well,
and they've been doing that for years. I mean, we've had a box at the Frontier Senior Center since we opened. We have a Lions Club that where you can drop off cell phones and glasses. Up until this time, we've not been able to distribute them in the state of California.
There was a new law passed recently here in California that allows you to use previous prescribed eyewear as long as they're matched up with an eye care professional to match that patient's prescription.
As it should be. I mean, you don't want people wearing glasses that aren't made specifically for them or aren't proper.
And in fact, you looked at Linda's. Linda, who has gone through a number, and Linda can say, you know what, there's something wrong. And so she goes back. Well, she goes to see Dan, and Dan goes, something wrong here. I think when you were looking at her.
Well, okay, so
maybe I'm not
this
exactly
is a different
sure.
subject, but with that said, there's a lot wrong with Linda. Just start with that. But and I don't want to get into asymmetry or anything like that. But
talking about asymmetry of the eyes.
You know, I shouldn't say that because she's not here to the pick.
No, but what you just did was you don't realize you just went to a slow death.
Yeah.
You don't realize what you just did. That you just ingested the first cup of poison because and this is not the kind that you just fall on the floor and roll over and gag and die because she's listening right now and she goes, really? Really? Okay. Well, oh, isn't he cute?
You know, if you're if you're not part of the mainstream, then there's something wrong with you. And Linda is just so close to perfection that she just falls
okay,
out of
you're
the mainstream.
That's okay, all I you're meant trying. By that. That's yeah. what you meant. Okay, but Linda's gone, and she's just Linda goes through glasses. Let's just face it. But the but she was over there at your place, and mm-hmm. she is just, of course, she has found the perfect frames and all these things, and then and so she came home. She's just bubbling about, you know, I can't believe this, you know, blah blah blah, great deals, blah blah blah. He really knows what he's doing, blah blah blah, you know, all that kind of stuff about it. And I hear about it, but you know, when I listen, it's well, at sometimes at 90%, sometimes 20. As I do with most
well,
people.
Well, proof's in the pudding. I actually have a pair of glasses ready to give her, two pairs, a pair of regular glasses and sunglasses. So we'll get her feedback
on
Friday.
I want to talk about sunglasses. We've got to take a break here, but I want to talk about sunglasses when we get back.
Okay.
All right. We're here with Dan from Dan's Opticals, Optical Lab and Boutique in the city of Shasta Lake. And if you didn't know this, is that he started this because he was working with all these doctors and decided one day, well, I know a lot about this. Why don't I just provide all the everything they need?
Yeah, I have a nonprofit program, which I can mention shortly when we come back.
Sure. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for a firearms instruction of just quality great deal of professionalism, you're talking about Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com. It's the largest privately owned gun or firearm instruction company in California. Give them a call, 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Dan of Dan's Office.
Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace.
Chastina Ranch, the planned community, brought to you by Palomar Builders in East Reading. Chastina Ranch is right off of Airport Road at the Shasta View entrance. It features a regional park with walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. With Phase 2 special offerings right now, including a beautiful corner lot with framing completed. With 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, 1,850 square feet now offered at just $358.8. And over here, Lot 6, absolutely beautiful, including rear yard landscaping. It's a 4 bedroom, 2.5 bath, 3-car garage at 2,408 square feet now offered at $468.8. And it's move-in ready. See more at ShastinaRanchReading.com. Come experience Shasta Ranch for yourself and find your new home. Contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let Elements do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffet includes carving station with prime rib, pork loin, baked ham, a waffle and omelet station, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $8. Children 5 and under eat free. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For full menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Can you see? Okay.
What? No, that's Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
In Your
which
Eyes.
Which is where the drops go when they blind you for the rest of the day.
There you go. Good morning. Hey, we're back here with Dan of Dan's Optical and Optical Lab and Boutique out the city of Shasta Lake. We just talked about the great things he did on, with the Lions Club here, with helping all those people that needed prescriptions and getting them glasses all on that one great day. And then the glasses that aren't used, a number of them will be heading over to Africa and doing the same kind of thing. There'll be optometrists over there and people that can fit the glasses for them.
And if you need glasses, you can contact the Lions Club and find out how you can get hooked up with that.
Right. There are a number of different programs that we sponsor here in Reading, too. The next event is coming up September 12th, and the Lions Club will be there, as well as myself and a couple other eye care professionals. And that's called Project Comus Connect, and that's coming up September 12th. And okay. With that said, you know, I would just reach out to the community to make an effort to not throw away your old glasses, but to find a place to donate them. You can donate them out in Shasta Lake City. You can donate them at the Elks Lodge. There will be some boxes at the fire department.
Frontier Senior Center in Anderson?
Right, yes. And the point is you know, there are over 700 million people throughout this world that can have avoidable blindness with just a of just an eye screening and prescription eyewear. So those lenses have value. And, you know, there's no sense just throwing them away.
Yeah.
Just give them to a program that can give back.
Okay. Now, hey, look, we're getting ready to say, you know, 61 degrees right now. It's going up to 82 as the sun has hit again. Sunglasses are, you know, because everybody that I know has sunglasses, but they're different. You know, but are they any good? What do they do? You know, I hear people say, well, you know what? I don't need sunglasses because, you know, sun doesn't bother my eyes. Does the sun bother people's eyes, whether they know it or not?
Yeah, well, you know, the sun inhibits something called ultraviolet light rays or UV rays, and those can do damage to one's vision. They're invisible. You don't necessarily feel it, but they can cause things like photokeratitis, which is otherwise known as snow blindness. And that's basically a sunburn of the cornea. So they call it snow blindness because a lot of times it's if you're up in the snow, the
reflection.
The snow reflects a lot of the
UV. It
reflects a lot of the UV light. And, of course, you're up in the higher atmosphere and the UV light rays are stronger. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in the snow. You can get UV reflection off water. You can get it off white sand.
If you're in the water a lot, it can cause that problem.
Yeah, folks on the lake, listen up.
You can get it even with reflection off of windshields. So UV is the number one cause of eye ailments when it comes to being exposed to UV light rays.
Does that, you know... drying out your lenses, drying out your eyes. Do you recommend that people use drops?
Well, if it's necessary. The doctor would tell you whether you need that.
Different kinds of drops that's available.
My brother's an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
And he carries drops all the time, and he recommends it for people, you know, and because the older you get, the less, I guess, the less tearing you do and this kind of
thing. Well, and a lot of people just have a dry – I have a tremendous dry eye syndrome that I've had for years. And after I had the LASIK surgery some 20 years ago, I've had major problems with the dry eye. So I'm dropping all the time.
Hey,
When you go to buy sunglasses, you have choices of colors. Blue, gray, black.
Pink.
What's the difference?
The difference as far as the color of the lens is concerned is they help you – different colors help you with different lighting conditions. Okay, so naturally whatever occupation or sport that you're doing would be done under certain lighting conditions. For instance, if you're driving across the salt flats in Utah and you're exposed to basically just really bright white light, the best lens for you is a dark gray lens. It blocks the most light. And, you, of course, if you're in their other lighting conditions.
Dark gray, if you're out in the sun a lot, then would probably be the best one.
Well, for bright light.
For bright light.
Yeah, but let's say you, let's say you're driving between here and Shingletown, and you're going from bright light into the trees, into the shadows of the trees, back in the bright light. Sometimes you'll lose contrast or depth perception because you're going from bright light into shadow. And if you have gray on gray, you may lose contrast for a moment there. Mm. So that's when they recommend amber lenses or more brown lenses that give you better contrast in shadows. A lot of drivers, a lot of skiers prefer a more amber tone lens or that allow you to have better contrast. They also, golfers like more of an amber tone lens because you get better contrast off the green grass so you can see your ball better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey, so most of the girls, I think we buy them because of how they look.
Well, sure, yeah. And then, you know, that's when you start – that's the stickity wicket.
The fashion statement there.
That's the sticky wicket that comes into prescribing a pair of prescription sunglasses because you want to control the quality of the vision, but you got to balance it with cosmetics. And,
exactly.
I was reading something that somebody had written here. So the question was the – prescription lenses, and yeah, because I have prescription lenses and for my sunglasses. Let me ask this: my son gave me a set of sunglasses with high impact plastic, but that go from light. In outside, they're the transition kind. I believe you said they go from dark outside, and as soon as you walk inside, they lighten up. What's your idea on that?
Well, they're better than nothing at all. And remember, part of the purpose of sunglasses is to protect you from ultraviolet rays. So all transition lenses have ultraviolet protection to them. So and particularly with our older population where they may be post-cataracts or have macular degeneration, it's really important that you do have some UV protection to help with those issues. And then there are three types of transitions. A lot of people don't know that. There's the standard transition, which it goes from light to dark, but it starts out with a 10%, very little shade, and then it goes to a certain amount of darkness. And then there's a transition extra that has about 20% or more tint to start. Therefore, it gets darker in the end. And then you can even get something called a transition advantage, which is like the first one, but it has polarizing pixels that help with the glare. And I'll talk a little bit about polarization.
But I mean, because we're getting ready to run out of time here. What about kids? When we talk about adults, what about kids in sunglasses?
Oh, you know, it's people don't get it. You know, they think sunglasses are an adult luxury. But, you know, kids are really more prone to being out in the sun than adults. You wouldn't send your kids outside without shoes. You know, I don't understand why you don't send them out with sunglasses. UV exposure comes over time. Okay, so if you
like skin on your skin, the impact on your skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Put sunscreen on every morning.
Right. So you should put, then sunglasses on these kids when they're going out because you see a lot of times kids don't have it when their parents do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to keep sunglasses on kids? That's part of the problem.
Well, that's why they have staple guns. Come on.
They have crokers, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, gosh, we've run out of time.
Well, geez, I haven't even started with all my stuff. I've got so much to talk about.
It's a good thing you're on next month, then.
Okay.
And we'll start. Okay, put a mark right there. Because once you start on this thing about the sunglasses, there's just 1,000 questions. So how do people – if people want to ask you a question or they want to come out and visit and see this great line of you know, frames and actually have the glasses actually fit on your face – how do they get a hold of you?
Well, this is the neat thing about my job because I have a passion for it. But if you have a question or a concern about any lens material design that's available, whether it be a wrap frame and you say your prescription can't be in a wrap or you want to golf or you want to do something, I would be happy to sit down. Whether you're a shooter, doesn't matter. I can interpret your prescription. I can match it up with all the different brands and lens materials and designs that are available. And I can do it at a really good price because I make them there. So.
And how about – because people that don't have prescriptions also need quality sunglasses.
Absolutely.
And do you sell non-prescription glasses?
Well, sure we do that. But, you know, I specialize in the prescription part. But I specialize in everything because that's what I do.
You know, one thing – and we want to talk about this next time because I want to spend a segment on this – is people that shoot and the glasses that we use – It's very difficult to find the right kind of glass. You always have to send off for someplace, but now I've found somebody right here in town.
I think the important thing is just remember there are trade-offs when it comes to prescription eyewear.
Okay.
You want something, you trade something.
Dan, what's the phone number?
You can reach me at 275-8581 or look me up at dansoptical.com.
There you go. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages with Melissa Hunt, who's running for Board of Supervisors.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm Rich Thomason. When he stops in Ohio later today, President Trump will talk infrastructure with union workers in suburban Cleveland.
These workers represent the hardworking Americans across the country who will participate in the rebuilding of our nation's infrastructure.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders describing the plan as the next piece of the president's successful economic agenda, but it remains to be seen if Congress has an appetite for that infrastructure plan. The president going after Amazon again. One of his latest tweets reads, "Unlike others, they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments, use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S. and are putting many thousands of retailers out of business." The Veterans Affairs chief is out.
The president fired David Shulkin and nominated his personal White House physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, to be the next VA secretary. After first making the announcement on Twitter, the president said in a statement that he appreciated Shulkin's work and is grateful for his service. Mr. Trump praised Jackson as someone who has seen firsthand the tremendous sacrifice our veterans make.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, questioning whether Jackson is the right man to fix the VA.
I don't see that he has any experience with the Veterans Administration. And keep in mind, the Veterans Administration has a big budget, $200 billion. It has a lot of employees, 360,000.
California's capital city is tense ahead of today's funeral of a 22-year-old unarmed black man who was killed by Sacramento police in his grandparents' backyard. He was holding a cell phone. Police say they thought that phone was a gun. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 267 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words changed the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Go to paulmovie.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's just a crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, God's not dead, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. In theaters March 30th, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
It's dangerous to be a journalist in Mexico.
Tamaulipas State Prosecutor Irving Barrios says the multiple stabbing murder of veteran journalist Carlos Dominguez Rodriguez could be connected to his work, but there's no link to drug cartels or organized crime retribution. On January the 13th, Dominguez Rodriguez, who was a political columnist, was killed while traveling in a car with his daughter and grandson. At a traffic light stop, a door was forced open. He was stabbed 21 times. Prosecutor Barrios says the six arrested all work in what he terms the information industry, without confirming if they're journalists. James Blears, Mexico.
Libyan authorities say gunmen have abducted the mayor of the capital, Tripoli, after storming his home. Libya now split between rival governments in the east and the west, each of them backed by an array of militias. News and analysis at townhall.com. A lawyer representing hundreds of 9/11 survivors and the families of those killed, celebrating a judge's ruling that their lawsuit against Saudi Arabia can proceed.
A New York federal judge says the allegations that the government of Saudi Arabia assisted the September 11th hijackers meet the criteria of the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. Saudi Arabia has been trying to get the case dismissed, and the same judge previously rejected arguments that the Saudi government helped fund al-Qaeda's rise as a terrorist group. Plaintiff's attorney Sean Carter calls this a historic ruling. He says families have been trying for years to get answers from the Saudi government. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. The 9/11 Commission report, though, found no evidence of government involvement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former New York Mets slugger Rusty Staub has died. He was 73 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading at the epicenter of the renaissance of downtown Reading right here at 1326 Market Street. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 29th of March, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Great service there at 2138 Hilltop. Open 7 days a week. And hope you're having a great day. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. And, of course, if it's Thursday, even though it says Linda Bott, it means Trish Clark.
That's exactly right. Love Thursday morning.
Oh, Trish is my Thursday girl.
61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82, a low this evening of 51, and sun. Mostly sunny. For the foreseeable future on Friday, we're looking for a high of 81, low of 55. And on Saturday, another high of 80 and low of 51. Sunday, about the same. And on Monday, high 90, or high 70s throughout the rest of next week. So it looks like we are officially into spring and hoping that we stay in those 80s for at least a month, right? We can wait.
A month?
Shasta Gas Propane brings us our weather. Cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And let's go to Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Wells Fargo and our financial advisor on the air. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. Well, major averages are advancing on this final trading day of the month and quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 278 points at 24,128. The S&P 500 is positive 22 points at 2,627. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 93 points at 7,043. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up $5.43. Trading in, and I have to move my cursor because I did not write that in, and it is at 159.45, and Micron Tech up 33 cents, trading at 51.82. Apple up $3.45 at 169.93. Local stocks of interest: Walmart up $1.10 at 88.87 per share. PepsiCo up 94 cents at 110.13. Verizon up 9 cents, trading at $48.09. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.76%. And over to commodities, gold is down $3.30 an ounce at $1,324. Silver up 4 cents at $1,639 per ounce. Crude oil positive 50 cents, trading at $65 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much, hon.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter, Susan.
Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Wells Fargo Advisors. Going down to 2705 Park Marina Drive or give her a call at 530-243-7561. That's Susan Eastman. We like Susan a lot. We like Trish a lot. We like Bob a lot. And we like our next guest a lot, Melissa Hunt. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Now, Melissa, you threw your hat in the ring to run for board of supervisors.
Yes, I did.
What ever would possess you to do that?
You know, I was just talking in the lobby that, I was teaching fourth grade, California state history, going down to the Capitol, taking students down there every day. Well, every year, excuse me. And golly, it's like stereo system today. This is really good in here, the sound system. but I was taking students down there. Little did I know what was brewing in my gut was politics. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And, you know, I got on the city council and I have seen Anderson completely turn around. Definitely to an attitude of service to our constituents and our residents. And we are thriving. Anderson's thriving. And it's so exciting to see how we have turned it around. And, you know, people start talking about the problems of the county and it's like, you know what? We can turn that around. And I totally am in there thinking, yep, we can turn around. The little things that we've done have made big impacts. Mm-hmm. And the thinking outside the box, the creative thinking, the putting together a team that they have in City Hall that our city managers put together, it has created an atmosphere of service. And they work off of each other and they get creative and it's exciting. And I know that it can be done at the county level. Plus, I was born and raised here. This is my home. People talk about leaving Shasta County and I don't know how you can get sentimental over dirt, but I am. I have great memory. When I was born, we lived in Igo. Elementary years spent in Lakehead and junior high and high school was Cottonwood. And then when I came back from college, I've lived in Anderson my adult life, and I love this place. I love you. I mean, I love the views every morning of Shasta and Lassen. We live in a gorgeous place. I can't leave it. It's home.
Well,
you know, Melissa, I love your passion about this, and I know what you're saying about making the changes. You have to think out of the box, and I like that idea. Some of the things that have happened in Anderson could fit so well in Shasta County and other places, but it takes somebody who's willing to look in a different direction and not just keep making the same excuses.
Mm-hmm. And that's what is fun. I mean, our staff is just as good. And our city manager, when I talk about the team that he's put together, he's put a team together of people that think alike in the way of how can I think outside the box? And so we've got creative ideas coming from every department. It's awesome.
Well, you know, I went down there and took a tour. This is several years ago, but I don't think things have changed, where you had people, you didn't have employees. You had contractors you would call in to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did not have to have, you know, so many employees. You all bought used vehicles.
Yes.
You had very strict regimen about who can drive cars around on that. And then, of course, you all passed a tax, a sales tax, that enabled you to hire more police, mm-hmm. but also use that money for other things for
mm-hmm.
your city.
Yes.
And the bottom line was that it passed easily
mm-hmm.
because your residents trusted the city council
yes.
to use that money the
yes.
way they said.
So you've hit on three different things. First of all, you said you came down for a tour a few years ago and you saw contractors, or you heard about contractors that we outsourced. First of all, we had a skeleton crew a few years ago, and we had to do that. We didn't have enough employees, period. Second of all, you said...
But see, that wasn't a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but uh-huh. I just want you to know that there's a reason to it.
And we still don't have the staff, specifically like in the planning department.
Right.
We still contract
right.
out for... because projects come and go.
Yes, yes.
When you've got a lot of projects and you've got these people that come in and get those projects in and out and up and running in a timely manner, but you don't have them just sitting around waiting for a project to come in. They go back to their own office.
That's right.
And you're not paying.
And you're not paying
for their PERS
and everything else on these people.
Yes.
Right.
We're still using them. Definitely.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not saying we stopped. No. We're definitely using them.
Well,
and most of your employees wear more than one hat.
And they
can do that.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. Hey, sorry. Chris just talked to you for the last 2 minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Ford. We've got the whole hour, honey.
Okay.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ford Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. And when I'm out turkey hunting, Linda's over there in the store hunting. She's had better luck so far than I have.
Laughing through the fields, yeah. As I've heard.
Oh, yeah. That's me. open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right next to the Jade Gardens restaurant that's closing.
Oh,
after 27 years. But the Four Winds Jewelry is not closing. They have it all right there. All right, we'll be right back with Melissa Hunt and Trish Clark.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Renting Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation is satisfaction.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 29th of March, 2018. We've lost March. Easter's the Sunday. Wow. I mean, that went
good. Yes.
Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us a segment of the show and serving the North State for over a quarter of a century with just outstanding service. Yes, outstanding service on any make or model of heating or cooling systems. And it's going to be 82 today, my friends. So you know it's getting warm. So you need to give Alliance Heating and call and give them a call. You know why? Because everybody's going to be calling them. So you want to get on that list and get somebody over there quick to take a look at your air conditioning. Make sure it's ready this year. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a better known business. Okay. Trish Clark and I are here with Melissa Hunt, and I asked her three questions and broke her up in the first and made her separate because of a spot. The first question was about how you all use contract employees and how you say you still do that, you know, and because things come up that you don't need somebody full time all the time to do it and planning and others. The second question was how you all used used cars. When you use vehicles, when you buy used vehicles as opposed to buying new vehicles. And the last one was how you passed that public safety tax initiative. So
let's talk about vehicles. Recently, just like this, and this is more of the thinking out of the box. We contracted with Enterprise Car Rental Place. It's not necessarily the rental place, but they have a fleet management group. And they manage our fleet. We have turned it over to them, and we're getting newer cars. If there's a car problem, they take care of it. So it's ended up being cheaper for the city. And we have newer vehicles because our fleet was so stinking old. So that's an update for that, and we're excited about that. That's been implemented, I don't know, last year sometime. And then our public safety tax. So our public safety measure. Whenever it passed, we had already started some of our proactive things in the city. One of those being we took our ordinances, we updated them, gave the police officers more teeth when they're dealing with the public, and just gave them more power, empowered our police officers. There was already difference happening there. The citizens had heard about it. So when we put that decision to the voters, they passed it. Yes, they did trust their city council. We were already making proactive choices, good decisions for the people, and they have definitely felt the benefit of it. It's more police officers on the ground. We have three dogs. We have three canine units for the city of a 10,000 population. We have three canine units. That's awesome. And they're awesome dogs, too, when it comes down to it. And also, part of that measure was our improvements to our park, 400-plus acres of Anderson River Park. We're looking at a splash pad for the summer. We're looking at a track for bicycles, a dog park. We're looking for all kinds of improvements that are going to be happening soon. So we're excited. All kinds of awesome changes that the voters voted in when that public measure took place.
And I also always want to point out, because in the city of Anderson, the Fire Protection District is a separate entity. Yes. There is a misunderstanding among the population, which I always want to straighten out, is they thought they were public safety. No. To most people means police and fire.
Right.
And they assume that the Anderson Fire Protection District is receiving part of that money for fire service. And I always want to put out there that that's not true. The fire department, it's through nobody's fault, it's just they're a separate entity, and they did not receive a portion of that funding.
You are correct. And I also want, you mentioned the fire department. We need to do a shout out to our fire department and their board. They've lost Paul Bassetti, who is a wonderful, well-loved man.
He was a member of that board, of our board, for many, many years, and we miss him.
Rick's father.
He just recently passed away yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. And our thoughts and prayers go out to
him. Absolutely.
I know he was dealing with that last week. And
A very sweet man.
Yeah. Paul Bassetti was just a salt of the earth. Good friend.
All the kids he raised.
Yeah. Good family.
Good family.
Yes. We mourn their loss.
Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to Rick and his family and all the Bassettis.
Yes.
Part of the thing is it was the trust that people had in the city council to spend the money, but you didn't spend it all on public safety.
No.
Because you didn't have to.
Right.
So you spend it on the park.
Recreation.
Mm-hmm. Now, who does the trash collecting for you all?
Waste Management.
But you contract that out, right? Or do they pay you to do it?
No.
Or you contract out?
We contract. The city of Anderson contracts with Waste Management.
Now, I've asked this question to the city council of Reading. Why don't you guys do this? The county does it. Anderson does it. In fact, they said, why don't you call Anderson? And I talked to your city manager about it. It works wonderfully for you guys. And you don't have the cost of health care, retirement, or any of those other things. And they provide it all.
Mm-hmm. My only little beef, and it's more personal than anything, is that I have a single person household. So I'm thinking this, all the seniors out there that live by themselves, they're having – well, the seniors have a price, I should say. I'm not old enough to be a senior, but I'm paying a normal fee. And when I put my trash can out once a month, it's expensive for me personally. But anyway, that's my own opinion.
There is a rate for seniors, mine is a lot less than yours.
Melissa. Whatever. And the thing is, I can't close mine down because you have to have it if you're living in.
Yeah.
Or I'd come dump my trash in your trash.
we couldn't fill them up together.
That's
okay.
True.
But another way though of thinking out of the box is you're not paying for all the people to be on your payroll. There and to drive by your house and ignore your trash when
yeah.
You see, my whole thing is during times of the year you don't use your green
right,
boxes.
True.
And how many times do you fill up your recyclables? You know, your garbage can goes out there every week, but there's many times it's just that garbage can mm-hmm. out there, and then every other week maybe the recyclables go out.
And that's what the contract in the city of Anderson is you put out your garbage every week. One week you put out green, and the next week you put out recyclables.
Okay.
It alternates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could be – during the summer, that could be tough because you cut your grass. You know, stuff's got to go somewhere.
They're big cans. You haven't got that much grass.
Well, but anyway, what I'm getting at is this, is the whole thing is that you charter that out. You've privatized that.
Yes.
And you privatize things. That it seems like it's very difficult to get – the county and the city to do.
Well, the county actually does do that.
But to point out
with the city of Reading, not only do they have had to run their own garbage company, they couldn't rest until they actually took over running the dump as well.
Yeah. So now let's go to the when you come in, if you get elected.
You don't talk like that with me.
Well, I can,
when you get elected.
When you get elected is the terminology.
Well, I say if to everybody because I don't take sides here.
Sorry. Okay.
And that's whether it's your opponent or anybody else. I say if you get elected because I don't take sides. Because personally, frankly, I admire all of y'all for running. I do. And how am I going to take my neighbors or people I like
who are doing things for this
community and go, oh, I'm for them? Because I'm for success for our community.
Good.
You know what? And if it's an alien coming from Zenus to come down here, they can do it. Probably get my backing if they had a good plan. Okay.
What's going to be different?
What's going to be different between you and what's happening now?
Okay, so let's start with public safety.
Okay.
So public safety, when I was a child and I lived in Lakehead, we owned a campground up there. I knew the name of our sheriff's deputy that patrolled up there. It was actually Lou Moore, and Lou Moore is the father of Roger Moore, the new chief. Sorry, he did it to himself the other day. The new chief in Reading.
Uh-huh.
So Lou was patrolling up there. Now, he was awesome because he actually did a bicycle rodeo in the Elementary Canyon Union up there. And, you know, the kids get to know. Talk about the relationship with public safety nowadays. That was a where the rubber meets the road, and you're interacting with a police officer, and he's on a bicycle, and he's showing you how to use your bicycle, and he's made up a little rodeo and a little track for all the kids to ride on, and they've ridden their bikes to school. That's an amazing program. And we knew the name of our public safety officer, our deputy up there. When I first started educating myself about this district, Shingletown said to me that they know that they only have a deputy 4 days a week. You know, I don't know what that looks like, but it's wrong. Why aren't their tax dollars working for them? Why don't they have a public safety 7 days a week? They talk about, you know, response times. The fastest I've heard is 20 minutes.
Only if they're lucky.
And that is if they're lucky. And 30 minutes, and that's if they're lucky as well.
I've heard days.
I watched something on Facebook at one point saying, oh my gosh, my neighbor's got a gun and she's threatening me. We've called the sheriff's office. They're not responding. And when it finally was taken care of, it was taken care of by CHP, which is, you know, over the highways, and they came into the neighborhood to take care of this person. So that is my first thing, is that has to change. And also the other thing that amazed me about finding out that Shingletown only has police officers or enforcement 4 days a week is that not only has Shingletown, but Cottonwood And then Happy Valley and Lakehead have all created community watches. It's like they've accepted the answer, we don't have enough funding for enough officers up in your area. They've accepted that. And then the community got together and made the community watch to protect themselves. That should be on the leadership of the county. That should be taken care of. That is not an answer for me. Those people need their coverage, period. So that's what I'm going to be on first.
Okay, well,
I'm all out of Reading and out in the district on an actual patrol. What a concept.
We're going to take a break here because now we're going to ask how that's going to happen. And then I want to get into the jail space.
Okay.
Because as you know, the largest problem that we faced for 7 years with nothing being done by the Board of Supervisors is increasing jail space to all of a sudden in the last few days coming up with a plan that we saw 2 years ago that for some reason didn't fly. We're here with – I'm sorry. Am I being too direct here? We're going to take a break here. We're here with Melissa Hunt, who's running for the Board of Supervisors District
5.
And I'm here with Trish Clark, of course, and we'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning. It's 61 degrees, going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine. You might want to call Dan's Opticals and ask him about what's the best sunglasses for today. We'll be right back.
On the touching line,
just start throwing stuff.
On the unchained free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got your place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have gone.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And he goes.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on the 29th of March, 2018. I say that, 2018, just to keep reminding myself where I am.
I can't believe we're three months, a quarter of the year is gone.
Try it. 61 already. Degrees today, going up to 82. Great day. Tomorrow's going to be a super day. Saturday and Easter is going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Another veteran-owned business who gives discounts to seniors and veterans, yes, but it's man's last stronghold. If you want to increase just the testosterone in your body, walk through the doors. That's all. Breathe the air. Walk around a couple minutes and walk on out. And, you know, you've got to shave after that. It's just it's in there. As Linda says, open up the door. She says, I got to get out of there because I'm feeling fuzzy on my cheeks. Okay. Anyway, hey, we're here. Cypress Square Barbershop, okay?
It does go on.
Hey, thank you for the people that called that could hear us mumbling through the phones somehow. I'm not sure. What happened, Bob? Is that somebody was on the phone or something that could hear us?
I had it looping back through the interface, and fortunately, our sharp-eared listeners caught it.
Yes, and said, we can hear something. You guys are coming back.
And we were being good.
But we were being good because there are times on the breaks that—
Questionable.
Oh, there are questionable words used, and there are hyphenated words used here anyway. We're, with, of course, with Trish, and that's who the one that usually uses the hyphenated
words. Oh, not true.
In fact, I'm shocked. After 30 years plus in the Marine Corps, and Trish opens her mouth sometimes, I'm like, oh, my God. And I, you know what? I just, my face turns red. My ears bleed. Okay, I'm just kidding. In fact, I've never heard you say a bad word.
Well, you weren't listening.
Okay, I was lying. You caught me in a lie. We're here with Melissa Hunt, who's just trying. She's sitting there trying to hang on because, you know, she's laughing very hard. Melissa is running for the Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Yes, sir.
She's from Anderson. And some questions have come in while we were here. And one of them is, does Anderson have unfunded liabilities?
Well, our city manager changed that years ago. Our city manager, meaning three city managers ago, he made sure that that didn't happen, that they pay their own health care and whatever they want after they retire.
The health care is actually through the union for the entire city as opposed to through PERS, and that was changed under Bill Murphy.
Was Bill Murphy before Scott Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was Scott Morgan.
No, I don't think so. I think that started way back because and the employee paying their own share always has been, because that's back when I was on the show.
So you're saying is that you do not
– We don't have that.
You don't have the same problem that Reading has.
Yes, no. Sir. You're correct.
Okay. Now, let's talk jail. We got plenty of time to talk about this jail. For nothing but – you know, ever since AB 109, which was not the fault – of the Board of Supervisors. Nope. That was not their fault.
It's California.
It's AB 109.
Once again, pushing
down
stuff.
And then 47 and then 57, which has caused this severe shortage of jail space.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching for 7 years and nothing's been done. Tom Bosenko's come up with two or three ideas that have been shot down either because there's no money or they thought there was no money. Now, all of a sudden, during election year, we come up with an idea for 60 beds and how it can happen. This comes from Larry Leeds and through into the Board of Supervisors, which I don't understand, frankly, and this is editorial, people. I don't understand what's taken so damn long for us to come up with an idea that we've been talking about or hearing about for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So –
the election time, and you have two of your there are people that have been dragging their feet that are up for election and actually have opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the question. What do you plan on doing about jail space?
Well, it goes back to the same reaction, to tell you the truth. It's like, really? You have room on the bottom floor of the jail, and you could have done this, what, 3 years ago? And you haven't yet? Why not? So there needs to be some answers, some accountability. And if there's not, and if you're don't, if you have to have a public forum to get answers on what to do with the problem you're facing, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Just get out of office and wait for the next group to come through with creative ideas, people that are thinking outside the box, things like that. And once again, too, one of my ideas, it goes right along with it was not my ideas, by the way, juvenile hall. Juvenile hall's got 20 kids in it, what? And it's got 70 beds. Mm-hmm. So why haven't we put that to use as well? So there are answers around, but nothing is being pushed through.
There is an idea the juvenile hall has got 20 kids, 70 beds, but you cannot put adults with kids.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Are there separate buildings there? Because I have not been down there.
I have not been down there either. I'm still waiting for a tour. Uh-huh. And if it means putting those 20 kids on the bottom floor of the jail, whatever they need to do to get more beds. But there's answers there, and nothing has been done.
Are you willing to look at – I mean, they're pushing people out in other jails. We know that. But there's other facilities that seem to be out there, like the old juvie hall.
Well, they used to have the gardens down at on Breslauer Way and minimum security facility where they had the gardens and all of that. Have they looked at opening that back up for some of the prisoners?
We've heard that.
It doesn't meet the standards. We've heard that. And also, I was thinking the old Reading police station. It's a nice, high windows and
used to be
brick
a jail.
Walls. Oh, really? Well, there you go.
The one right
but
here. But that's,
once again, yeah, I know.
It's been sold already, though.
And it's not updated, and it would take retroaction, blah, blah,
that
blah.
Would,
also,
that would
something
take a
that
lot.
Would help, too, Carl, is not turning away money. Quit pushing away the money that has been given to you. So if that in Anderson's case, well, sorry to use that, but if it were my city and we were given 20 whatever, 40 whatever million dollars, and we looked at it and we think, oh, we can build the jail with that, but oh gosh, we can't run it. We would not push it away. We would call in all the other municipalities and say, hey, we've got all this money. We can build a jail. Can you guys kick in something?
You guys need to kick in more money.
So we can run this month to month, every month or whatever, and make it a group process. Work together for crying out loud. That was not even brought up.
Yeah, that's the thing that really kind of torqued my jaws was the fact that we had the money to build that ARC. And then we were turned down because, it's going to cost $4 million. Well, how much of that can you come up with, county, and, from the state and all that? And then why don't you go out to Reading and City of Shasta Lake and Anderson and other places here and just say, we want you to kick in this much money until you can start getting – until that – the increase in tax revenue and all these other things kick in. I was totally, totally upset about that – oh, we don't have enough money.
Well, and the attitude is that, well, the jail is the county's responsibility. And as we've talked for years, the cities having police departments and arresting people is only part of the puzzle. It has to work as a system because you have to have a jail to put them in. You have to have a district attorney's office, probation office, public defender's office, court space. It all has to work. Just arresting somebody is not the beginning and end.
What are you? And I'm not going to hold you right now to specific plans. I don't hold anybody except people who've been in office the first time here on very specific plans. But you are going to come back again, obviously. How do you raise that money? You said think outside the box and all of these. What are some ideas you're thinking about? The idea of going to all the municipalities saying you guys are going to need to kick in more money.
Some money.
But I think that money out there, grants for ARC and these things are doable.
I agree with you. And I think one of the things that we have done that is exciting to me is a few council meetings back, we had two of our police officers went out and they got grants, local grants for bicycles. Now, yeah, there's the joke of bring, bring, pull over. You know, but that's just a joke. When it comes down to it, when you have a 4,000-acre-plus park and you have the fairgrounds in one city, you have to have bicycles in order to get your the police officers out in the amongst all the people. And that can't be by a motorcycle. So they went after a grant and they got two wonderful, beautiful police motorcycles or police bicycles. So they are feeling empowered and they are our employees. They're the police officers. So my question to the employees of Shasta County, you guys know your area the best. What grants are out there? Let's get a grant writer on staff, or let's empower, or let's have a training for certain people of certain departments and get them proficient in writing grants and going after some of this money. So that's one right there. Okay. You got to be thinking out of the box. You've got to be creative. I've said it over and over again, but that's what we do. That's what I've done. That's what I'm used to. And I know that there's answers. I get excited to think of what this county can be when it's turned around. But I do believe that it has not been taken care of in the last years. And it's time that we think together and get this thing taken care of, period.
Okay. I think it's a good time to make a break. Because when we come back, I want to talk about sanctuary states.
Okay.
All right. And this portion of this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, again, another local entity that's made good here. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street, extended hours. The people there are very knowledgeable, very friendly. You go in there. You know, they want your business. They want to work to get your business. They're small and they're hungry. And so they're going out to get your business and they want you to be a success. In fact, we'll go down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back, Trish Clark and I, with Melissa Hunt.
Systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Home. There's no place like it, where you create day-to-day memories with your family and good times with your friends. Palomar Builders invites you to experience Highland Park. Highland Park in East Reading. Homes built with green technology, meaning your Palomar home will be very energy efficient. Featuring radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency quick recovery gas water heaters, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and shower heads, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive interior and exterior features, and designer kitchens. This environmentally sensitive sensitive master plan community features a number of stream corridors and mature trees, full front yard landscaping with automatic irrigation systems, in your kitchen, granite slab countertops, recessed LED lighting, some plans with stylish islands, and walk-in pantries. Come see our new model home at 484 Belvedere. It's now open daily except Wednesdays. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath at 559-8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here Thursday. Friday tomorrow, we're having... this is good. Joe Comente. Is going on to be on tomorrow, who's also running for District 1 supervisor. It's kind of cool to have Melissa here. We're here with Melissa Hunt. It's good to having her here and then ideas and then going to Joe tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because right now
– And he's running for District 1.
He's running for District 1. And here it is another editorial from my side. The fact is that we're stuck. We're stuck and we keep spinning our wheels. And we wonder why we spin our wheels. We wonder why – we expect something different.
Keep doing the same thing, expect different results.
Can't happen.
We do not endorse at all. But what I'm saying is the thing is, when people are running, it forces the other side to do things. And you are sudden, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you're starting to see movement when you haven't seen movement for years. Let's talk about things that are going on. Reading Regional Chapter's 24th Annual Banquet of the Safari Club International is going to be Saturday, April 28th. If you have not been to that, you need to go. It is just a wonderful, wonderful event. Dinner, auctions, drawings, all types of games there. They have elk hunts, duck, goose, and pheasant hunts, African game hunts, and photo safaris. They've got it all there. So how do you get tickets for this? You give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075, or you come right down here at the 1326 Market Street to get what do you call that thing? Right there, you get a request for tickets. There, you fill it out and you give it in, and then you get your tickets there. Whatever you call that
application.
Thank you very much. Those words like application and mayonnaise throw me every time.
Application and mayonnaise is a connection.
Every time. And again, Saturday, March 31st, from 4 to 6 p.m. The World War II prisoner of war, Robert Butler, 97 years old, needs some help around his house in the sense of getting it ready for a wheelchair. It's $4,000, my friends. You know what? If you've got a business out there, you just want to write a check for $4,000, you just give me a call. I'll come over and pick it up and deliver it. But there's going to be a fundraiser, spaghetti dinner, from 4 to 6 p.m. at BFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street next to Woody's. You can give them a call at 241-9168 for tickets for that, or if you just want to donate. Okay.
You know what? Can I add two more things to that list? There are two campaign forums coming up, candidate forums. One is in Shingletown next Wednesday, the 4th, at 7 p.m. at Black Butte School. They will have the candidates for a District 5 for supervisor and for sheriff. And it's a candidate forum next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then next Thursday in Cottonwood, I'm guessing it's going to be at the Cottonwood Community Center. I don't know what time. I would look at Facebook. I just got word of it this morning that there's a candidate forum next Thursday in Cottonwood, candidate forum.
You know what? We need to have those out there. We need to hear the candidates speak. And what we'd like to do here is we want to set up a candidate forum here and in conjunction with our county television channel over there at the Old City Hall that we have bring it on so we can do both radio and TV at the same time. So, and we're trying to set that up here for the next month.
It's a good thing because we used to do that, and I encourage the people out there.
We can do that.
The last time we had a race in District 5, I'm challenging all of you. We had an opportunity to make a change on the Board of Supervisors, and 15% of the registered voters in District 5 turned out to vote. I am hoping that is not going to happen again.
Okay. We're here with Melissa Hunt running for District 5 Supervisor. Sanctuary State.
So Anderson took that position last year when it first came out. I am very involved with the League of California Cities. The League of California Cities is a lobbyist for Sacramento And they stand for the cities, all municipalities in the state of California. Right now, we are in different divisions of the state has been broken up into different divisions. There's the Sacramento Valley Division, which is what we are in. And I am currently the president for 2018 Sacramento Valley Division for the League of California Cities. And I go down there. I'm in Sacramento a lot in different policy committees. I've served on community services, and I'm currently on public safety policy committees. These are policy committees that make up how they want the league to influence Sacramento to vote. And in that, when I've gone down to Sacramento, I came back with one of the things we were talking about as a group was the sanctuary state. The governor had just handed that down. And I came back to Anderson with a resolution that the I don't know if it was the league or I don't know where he got it. I don't remember. But they had just made a resolution to opt out of being a sanctuary anything. And so I had just given it to our city manager, and somebody else on the council had been talking to him as well and said, we need to take a position on this. And we did that last year. We opted out. We are not a sanctuary city in the city of Anderson. We did that last year.
The Orange County has opted out, their sheriff has, of not cooperating. She is. We are going to cooperate as the law says. And yesterday, the Attorney General of California, two things came out and they said, well, we're not going to let them do that. But then they issued new guidelines for that, for the old, you know, for that bill they passed, the sanctuary state bill. And about things you can do. And so when Orange County, I think Orange County has won this. But it's so confused right now. But the whole idea of being a sanctuary state and a county, but you would support then a resolution that says, hey, we're not going to do this.
Oh, my gosh. It should have been done a long time ago.
Okay.
So one of my friends serves on Los Alamitos City Council, and that is right in the midst of Orange County as well. And that it made big news and Fox News and everything last week. And it was kind of funny because I found it humorous that everybody said, oh, this is the first city in California to take this stand. Well, Anderson did it last year. And Northern California has been taking those steps, but they're focused, of course, on the noisy area. But I hope it's the domino effect from Southern California as well.
The state of California, the county has only and Trish, you're better at this than I am. We've only got like 3 minutes left. The county has very little discretionary funds. I think like 80-something percent of the money that comes in is already spent. $147, $157 million comes into the Shasta County Health and Human Services. And we do not have a sobering center in this town.
And we do not have a triage for mental health. So those are different things that need to be addressed. I've got different neighborhoods right now that are up in arms. All of the neighbors go into Reading Police Department saying, we need help because they've got a mental case in their neighborhood that's in one neighborhood. It's living – the man is living in his car in his front yard of his parents' house because the parents won't let him in the house. And he's wreaking havoc in the whole neighborhood. They need to have a triage for mental health as well. So there's numerous things that can happen. And, you know, we've only had an hour and there's so much more to address. But
well, we've got more time. We'll have more time at other times here. This is in April. I really want to concentrate because in June we're having the primaries.
Yes, sir.
And from what I understand, in the primaries is the top two vote getters.
Yes, sir.
Are going to move
unless
forward.
Someone takes 50% plus
right.
one. Yes, sir.
Unless they take 50% plus one.
Or yes, ma'am. Actually, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have, of course, have love to have, you know,
Alex Madrigal as the other candidate.
Alex, I'm going to if I can find him. I'm sure he's out there someplace. I think he's a realtor, so I should be able to run him down. I want to have him on. I want to have everybody on so everybody can hear him, and then I'd love to have all three of you on at one time. Of course, and let people ask questions in a forum. Do you have any problems with that?
No, sounds good.
Good. Okay. Melissa Hunt, thank you. How do people get a hold of you and a hold of your, for your election committee?
Email Melissa, N-I-N, Anderson@yahoo.com. That's my email address. My phone number is 378-1782.
Do you have a political action committee or a Facebook page or anything
like
that?
Yes, I have a Facebook page.
That says?
Melissa Hunt for Supervisor 2018.
Okay.
Had to stop a thing. Sorry. Yes, okay. Contact me on Facebook too.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Melissa.
My pleasure always to spend with both of you.
And again, I challenge the voters out there that you have an opportunity in two districts to make a change. If you think it's needed, please get out and vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are for sure going to be pushing that. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Yeah, that's right. Well, happy Easter from Melissa there. We'll be back tomorrow with Joe Comente, who is, of course, also running for Supervisor District 1.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world from